Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Primary day yesterday in New York. You got a roundup of the region results.
Yeah, in the Schenectady City Council Democratic primary, that was the most hotly contested race yesterday in our coverage area. And so we got a good glimpse at how things will be shaping up in the fall. There were two portions of the city council primary. In the first one, it appears that a couple of incumbents are going to prevail and get through on the Democratic line. Marion Porterfield, who's a fairly longtime incumbent, seems to have been the top vote getter. Also, the winners in that race, John Motivaren, also an incumbent, and then Dabani Farley, a relative newcomer. This will be his first time elected if he gets elected in the fall. He seems to be also in that list. Somebody who didn't get in on this race for the city council is Karen Zalewski-Wildzunas. She seems to be on the out. All these results are subject to the count of absentee votes, and there were a number. There were 300, 400 absentee votes, so those will have to be counted. But these are, you know, appears to be the way it's going. And then in the second portion, a couple of other city council seats that were shorter terms. We've got a couple of newcomers appear to have prevailed. Carl Williams, this is his first run. Also Doreen DeToro, and so she'll be prevailing and moving on to the fall.
From there, let's talk about a school district in our region that is pushing back against the indoor face mask requirement for kids in school.
We have a story today that the Broad Alban Perth District up in Fulton County, up near the Sacandaga, has become the second school district in our region to really push back hard against the state on this. And they had a special school board meeting on Monday night. And as a result, they issued a strongly worded letter to the state saying, it's time for you to dial back this face mask mandate for the students. They're saying basically the state has erred here because they're being inconsistent. And they point out down in Yankee Stadium, they say that you got it filled with 30,000 unmasked adults and children, and yet our students here in Broad Alban Perth have to be forced to wear their mask. They say that they plan not to enforce this mandate if it's still in place in September. But even before then, they're talking about the summer. They want to have summer school coming up, and they say it's really unfair in the hot schools to have these face masks on for the students. And so they want the state to move even sooner and get this going. This is part of this ongoing effort that some of the schools all around the state are saying that the state still hasn't given us enough guidance about the fall in terms of how we're supposed to deal with COVID-19. So we'll wait to see what the state says, but this is just the latest district to push back.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.